Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is a Sound Health Options Happy Hour show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening. I like the way you say Happy Hour show.
I'm trying to make it Happy Hour.
Well, it makes me think you're happy when you've been out working hard all day long and you come in to help do the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, the Iowa caucus is over. I knew that Trump was planning a back out. We talked about that a month or so ago. Well, 3 months ago. And I think this is his first thing with a back out. But I think he's going to win big in New Hampshire. I'd be surprised if he didn't. You have any thoughts?
I have many thoughts. None of them can I say on air about Donald Trump. No. I think it's interesting that he did this, you know, I don't want to be at the debate because Megan's mean to me. That was not his angle on it, but I mean, that's really the truth, unless we're supposed to let politicians tell commercial television networks who he wants to be debated by, which is not supposed to be how it's run. So there's that, and it bit him in the butt. You know, they were, I think Iowa was, you know, on the edge of him even being, you know, their choice. And I think him, by not being willing to, you know, go forth and do this pretend money for veterans event, from a bunch of reading I've done about that, not that it's anything bad, but it's just that we don't know where the money's really going. He says he's raised all this money. You know, where is that money actually going? What agencies does it actually go to? That kind of thing. I'm not saying it's a scam. I'm just saying there's a lot of, you know, he's full of bluster. And I think it bit him in the butt, you know. Cruz came up and won.
That's his radio show is, Suzanne, I am going to mute your mic. Okay.
Thank you.
That's what that big loud noise was.
Okay.
I don't like Megyn Kelly either because I feel like she has sold out. She did a lot of shows about anti-vaccine. And all of a sudden, here she is, total vaccine, everybody should get vaccines. And the very next commercial was about pharmaceuticals and vaccines. So I just think she sold out. So on Fox News, I like Greta and Bret Baier. The rest of them are kind of pushing their own agenda and not really giving a fair shake. But that's my opinion about Fox News. But
well,
I'm going to stand
I will toss in one other comment about that. I want to be very clear. I do not like Megyn Kelly for all the reasons that you just named. However, I do not think that a politician, whoever they think they are, has the right to dictate who should be moderating. Whether you like her or not, that was the network's choice. He, rather than just manning up and taking it and dealing with it, said, I don't want to. Really?
Well,
that's how you want a world leader to be? So that's what I'm saying.
I agree with you that he shouldn't have the choice, but I also agree that she asked him some pretty nasty questions. The very first thing out of the gate on that one Republican debate, and then we'll shut up about that, was if nominated, will you... if not nominated, will you still stay with the Republican Party? That was such a loaded piece of crap that I just turned the whole thing off after the first question. I couldn't stand it. But we should get down to business and tell people. I've got to sneeze, Richard. Can you talk?
Sure. So first I'll let people know that we're simulcasting. And if you go to soundhealthoptions.com and click on the radio tab, for today you'll click on a happy hour. And you'll see a link there to get to what Sherry is running, which is the WebEx, where we get to see the visuals. And if we're doing prints or charts, you'll get to see the charts in real time while we're talking about them. And if you want to listen to the show, there's also a link there, listen separately. You can click on the link to either join Blog Talk Radio and join me on chat over there, or you can listen to the show at 347-850-1407.
That's great, and we have lots of links and things that we're going to be sharing with people tonight as we talk about stress. You have heard us talk about nutrients and stress before. Tonight we're going to be talking about nutrients and biochemicals and stress, so we'll get into that in just a few minutes. Richard, do you have any updates and announcements? But that's what we like
I
to
do.
Keep people informed.
I do, and actually stress fits right into this. I mean, this is more toxic than stress, but this is a stressor. It's the ongoing, I'll politely use the word boondoggle, in Flint, Michigan, where that on Friday, in an interview, an EPA agent who had been testing water acknowledged that there had been levels up to 4,000 parts per billion of lead found in some test locations. I'm not saying that's in every home, but that is, you know, I think the limit is 15 parts per billion, and they have found levels up to 4,000 parts per billion in some areas. That's one bullet point. The next one is that the residents of Flint have been given a filter for their drinking water. It's not a whole house filter that I know of. It's just a drinking water filter. And it's that filter is designed to remove up to 150 parts per billion. Well, if you have a home or a supply line that's giving you 200 parts per billion, that means that your filter is not able to remove it all. And that's what's been happening. There's that. And then my favorite part is that Snyder put out a statement to Flint residents saying that he hopes everyone makes it a priority to get their water tested. So what that means in his mind, or, you know, how it works, is that if you want to get your water tested, you have to get yourself to the local fire department. You then get the test from the local fire department. You take it home. You then take that back to the fire department. You wait for 2 to 3 days, because that's the current backlog. And if you have results that are elevated, you're going to have somebody call you. That is Snyder's answer to having your water tested, versus just mailing a kit to every resident of Flint, which I think would be a very smart solution. That's his solution, is make sure you get yourself to that fire department that you have that water tested. And I will add to that. Go ahead.
This just talks about trust, you know, the people who are supposed to be watching your back. This is just crazy.
It's crazy. And the other thing, one last thing, I can go on for quite a while about this, but I'll say that the other thing is, currently, residents of Flint are getting one case of small bottles of water allotted to a home per day. One case of small bottles of water. So that means that all your cooking, all your, if you're going to bathe, how do you even bathe in lead water? You don't want it going into your tissues. It's just, it blows my mind, and I can't use any words on air how I feel about it.
I guess I'm speechless too. It's, these people are trying to run people's lives, and we know best for you. Oh, now you caught us. Well, we'll give you some water for the day. I'd move out of there.
Well, that would be great if you could afford to. You know, the unemployment level in Flint is high. Good.
I read an article that these people who are running the government was having their own bottled water shipped in and weren't even drinking the water, so they knew.
Yeah, I think that report was in that about a year ago, that the Snyder administration offices that were in Flint, the administrative offices, were all getting bottled water brought in for almost a year before they started reporting that, oh, there's a problem with the water supply here, that the administrative offices were already getting supplied bottled water.
What good is it for us to tell our audience about this?
I think go on to social media and, you know, join the Michael Moore, you know. He has over 500,000 people signing a petition that Snyder should be arrested. I think Snyder should be out of office yesterday. This is
at
my
least.
Opinion. You know, I think he should be arrested. I think he should be, you know, made to live in Flint, Michigan and drink that water and live there until it's fixed.
Wonder if there's anybody out there that has any connections to the Flint people that we could help some way clean up water, because we've been able to change the pH of water here at the Institute. We've been able to add things to the water, like iron. Why couldn't we help take away the lead, the toxicity? If we could just get in touch with somebody that would say, well, let's at least try this on a massive scale. Just like the Zika virus. We've decoded all of the Zika virus, and I'm going to decode the encephalitis tonight to see if we can find out if this was man-made. And we're doing a research project with several people who have been exposed to this. Now, they're not pregnant, which that's the real issue. You don't have much of a reaction unless you're pregnant and your baby's born with a small head and possibly encephalitis. But if we could put a speaker out the window, put a speaker in a car and drive it around the neighborhood, we know this stuff works. Why won't people let us do it on a mass basis? You know, last time when we tried to help 9/11 and we went in and talked to the firemen, they wanted us to pay them to allow us to help them out of this situation with everybody being poisoned with these gases from the trade centers. This is backwards to me. And I'm just so frustrated with this. I think we can help. Other announcements, Richard, before I just give up here?
No. No. Other than, you know, Trump lost in Iowa, so that was a win. Although I think Cruz is a scary character, in my opinion. But, you know, that was good. But, you know, it's just, I have nothing else at this point. I think we should be talking about stress.
This is stress.
Yeah.
This is stressing me. I should do my own print. Who are you rooting for in the presidential campaign?
I very much like the theory of Bernie. I'm happy he's doing well. It's still down, you know, I'll see after the next, you know, New Hampshire and, you know, what. I think it would be great if Bernie won. It's hard for me to imagine the giant machine that is the lobbying machine and the giant funders. You know, if you think that Bush got $100 million behind him, you know, and of these other candidates who have, you know, where is the Koch brothers putting that money? It'll be interesting to watch. I would put my vote behind Bernie if that would happen. I would be very happy.
Did you see that he only lost by 0.3? And if the third guy there had given Bernie his points, it would be an absolute draw?
Yeah, yeah.
That's incredible. And they're looking at delegates. And with Trump and Cruz and Rubio, they're only one delegate apart. Cruz got like 7 and Rubio and Trump got 6 or something along that line. So that really doesn't tell us much. But I have said all along that Trump just wants to run the show and that he's going to be moving out. Suzanne Rios put something in our chat over here at WebEx. We have a cure when more money is made keeping people sick. And that brings me to one of the announcements that I wanted to share. There was a New York Times article by Sherry, S-H-E-R-I, Fink, and it was about deliberate drug shortages. Now, think about this. They're shorting people who have immune deficiency, like HIV and cancers, and these are drugs that keep people alive. And they're saying there's not enough financial gain for them to continue making these drugs. Now, we've talked two or three times here about how the price of drugs is increasing to the point where we can't afford them. Now, let me put some things together here. Here's a bunch of people, medical people and nurses and the public, saying, we're not taking any of these shots. So you get sick with lead poisoning from Flint or some of these immune responses that I think is coming from glyphosate and the GMO foods. And now they're going to say this medication is this expensive. It's $1,000 a day, and we're not going to pay it unless you take these vaccines. They're trying to give pregnant mothers, it's not measles, not rubella, it's the tetanus one that has a lot of other things in it. And they're trying to force pregnant women to take this shot. That just seems incredible. I'm not going to pay for you to have your baby and your well care stuff unless you take these shots. I just got an email about it today, and I think I'm not seeing it quickly. And I should have had it up here. But if you have a chance, look at some of these. I'm going to put in the chat, so you can give it to chat over there, some of these drug shortage things that pharmaceutical companies are trying to create. Dr. Sherry Fink has reported on health, medicine, and science in the United States and internationally, often in the nexus of armed conflict and disasters. She's received a Pulitzer Prize in investigative reporting and a National Magazine Award for reporting a story about deadly choices. Co-publisher, New York Times Magazine. Go look at that article from yesterday. She has impeccable credentials. She was on NPR yesterday about the article. And now think about bioacoustics coming in and people having the self-management auditory device that we're making available to the public, and that you can tune in your own medication. That's what we are teaching people in our professional classes. Now, some people are tuning in marijuana, and we're still working on perfecting that one. But think about this. The drug companies nor the government would have any control over us whatsoever if we could get one of these machines to everybody that we've invented. And it's taken us about 30 years to perfect it, and we're now perfecting the formulas. We teach a 5-day course about this, and we want everybody to have one of these machines. Listen, people, we are giving away these $2,250 machines in our next class for people who are coming in and paying full fees for their class. So if you want one of these, you want to be part of, just thumbing your nose at the government and drug shortages, then get to our 2-day class. Let me put that up. That's free. This is a $1,200 class, 2-day technician class. You get the software, you get the class, you get the textbooks. And this is going to be about matters of the heart. Why does love go wrong? What kind of partner you'll be? Find out who's compatible with you. This is a new program just coming out, and we have given several of them away already because it helps people find out who they really are. But at the same time, this is a 2-day free class. Richard, you have attended our 2-day classes. This is not some little frivolous thing. And I haven't paid you to say this, but when you come into one of these classes and you are looking at a free class, what do they really get, Richard?
It's a full, you know, it's unbelievable, actually, how much information you get. I mean, if you've never heard Sherry do the work or, you know, watched her in action, it's really amazing how much information you can go away with after this 2-day course. If you had the software, I mean, you could have a practice doing people on just that, just the compatibility. I mean, let alone everything else. If you become a guardian, you get a software package a month. And I mean, it's really, it amazes me how much you do give away. I think you're slightly crazy, but I understand why. Mostly. But I mean, it really is. You can go away with an unbelievable amount of information that you can, you know, use to help yourself and people around you, your loved ones or your neighbors. It's amazing.
Well, right,
like Sherry
now,
said, she's not paying me to say that. I'm just saying it because it's true.
Well, right now, free on our site is radiation exposure software that Richard helped us test. There is neuroplasticity to test your brain. There is nanovoice to look at personality. There is enough there for you to start a bioacoustic center in your community, and that is our goal. We do have 4 matching scholarships for people in certain geographic locations for our next professional class. And one of the reasons I'm really pushing this is this drug shortage thing that came up. This is, I'm just reading from Deepening Drug Shortages, and it's by Duff, D-U-F-F, Wilson, and it's an abstract. Abigail suffered unimaginably. She could not eat or drink. Oxycodone could barely dent her pain. For weeks, the authentically strawberry blonde teenager was fed intravenously and even took more powerful pain drugs until she finally emerged from a torturous side effect. Her story riveted people at a day-long Food and Drug Administration workshop in September 2011 on what was described as an emerging national health crisis, drug shortages that are more typical in the developing world in a nation that spends far more than any other on health care. It was a very dark time for me, Abigail recalled that day. It was brutal. Not only did this affect me, she said, but the shortages also affect the other kids taking the same thing. If I was given the right chemotherapy drugs, I wouldn't have to go back to the hospital. The nurse would have given me so much attention. My doctors wouldn't have to prescribe drugs for me, and we wouldn't have to live through this mess. I think that's what bioacoustic biology offers the people. And that's why we want to see everybody in this free 2 days. 2 days. You can take it online. We give you the software. We give you the textbook. There is no reason why a bioacoustic center couldn't be created in every community. The other big one right now is Parkinson's has become absolutely epidemic. And we're tracing it back to glyphosate, this GMO stuff, where people are saying it's gluten and allergies to gluten. It's actually the glyphosate that they have created as Roundup to keep the work down more than anything else, so weeds won't grow. The human race is poisoning itself. And I think, well, our leaders are poisoning us. And I think we, the people, are the ones that are going to have to stop it. Just like that Iowa caucus, it was the people who came out. They expected 120,000. They had 180-some thousand because they finally gotten through to the people that your leaders are not going to do it. It's going to be up to you. And that's causing us a tremendous amount of stress. And that's why we're really pushing to get people in these classes. We can't give away anything more. If we had the money, I'd give you the microphones. I'd pay your way here. I'd give you an internship. But there's just no money. We're self-supporting. I haven't been paid in 2 years. Every penny we get, we give away in scholarships. And this is really for the people. It's a labor of love. The people that work here, none of them make enough money to be out of poverty. They work here as a commitment to this matters. Health for the people, by the people. Boy, I didn't mean to get on that soapbox, but there it is. I'll change the subject. Did you go see Benghazi, the movie, yet, Richard?
Not yet.
Well, we did a show about it last week. I would encourage people to go check out Direction for Truth and hear about who's telling the truth about that Benghazi and the Benghazi movies. We've had a lot of people talk to us about it. They're scared. They're stressed. They're fearful. The government is sending in people to die when they already know what the answers are. And the IRS has been involved. They've just come out with a new one. The IRS has sent millions of dollars to addresses in Pakistan. One of them was over 180 IRS refunds to the same address, and it added up to millions of dollars. How better to fund the terrorists than to take our money from our taxes, give it to the IRS, and have the IRS give it back to the people who are causing the terror, who are causing the fear. It is no wonder people are stressed. There's adrenal burnout in what is going on. There are articles up about nutrients and stress and medical disorders. We're going to try to put this into a computer program about nutritional strategies for keeping out of disease. Now, we've done PTSD already, and we did that with the Army. And remember, there was 8 issues. One level was calcium, niacin, linoleic acid, and zinc. Very important for keeping the mind straight and not bipolar, and so people are thinking straight. The next layer was B5, pantothenic acid, progesterone, folic acid, and magnesium. And those were the ones that kept people, when they were stressed, kept people in depression. Now, I've done some research today. Folic acid was another one. There was a lot of drug shortages. I found this article that we're going to put up for people so that they can download this. And looking at the nutrients, B12, biotin, B6, and vitamin C decrease the body's ability to build antibodies. Arginine, an amino acid, omega-3s, fatty acids, they help increase the, well, if you don't have them, they increase the risk of bacterial spread to outside the GI tract. Vitamin A, vitamin C, niacin, zinc, copper, linoleic acid, which is a fatty acid, and B12 again. Integrity compromised, density reduced, wound healing. Then protein, arginine, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin A, B12, B6, folic acid, thiamine, riboflavin, niacin. I hear people scrambling to write all this down. Just take a clip, a screen grab, and I will put the link in where I found this article. I will put, Mary, I'll put the link up on the chart, on the site, just as soon as we're finished here. I do have it just on one page, and I'll put it up for people. I just called it Stress and Nutrients, so you can download the article. Proteins, vitamin A, B vitamins, folic acid, reduce antibody response. So this is not a total compendium, but this is from a book about nutrient and medical issues. We went ahead and ordered it from Amazon, and there are several books here. One, User's Guide to Stress-Busting Nutrients, and all I did was go to Amazon and put in nutrient stress, and so that's only $18. There's another one that we just tried to order, Nutrients, Stress, and Medical Disorders. That one we're going to computerize. But look, $295. I found a used one for $849. I did go in and buy a used one of it. We try to save money any way that we can. But these are softwares that we are going to create and put them up on the internet so that each of you can have a subscription and you can go in and test yourself against hundreds of things from COPD to the Zika virus simultaneously. So that's coming by the end of February. Another one that we are almost finished, nutrient power and how your brain functions. We were invited last year by Dr. Walsh. He was on the show, and then he invited us to a seminar in Indiana. And I went, and he gave us permission to go ahead and make a computer program out of this. And he has a lot of nutrients that I haven't seen before and how they are used and how the body metabolizes them. So a lot of books, Heal with Amino Acids, lithium, the essential brain nutrient, that is a biggie. We just went through decoding all the forms of lithium. So lots of information here, and this is just Amazon. You know, check some other bookstores about it. But nutrition and health, strategies for disease prevention, just go in and put nutrients and stress, and it will tell you overall what is really going on. But the computer program that we're going to use tonight is going to be telling you exclusively what you need, not what is belongs to everybody, but what you need. And we're going to go into adrenal burnout, where all of these nutrients are listed. We're going to ask Kathleen to come forward, and she's going to be our guinea pig for this evening. But we're going to look at norepinephrine, epinephrine, cortisol, aldosterone, antidiuretic hormone, aldosterone, those are both the same thing. But these will lead to stress diseases like insulin resistance, like diabetes, like weight gain, like no energy, like fatigue, like your brain doesn't play the way it ought to. So I will put this article up on the site just as soon as we're finished, where I can go in and I'm going to edit the show, the video part of the show. Richard does the audio part of the show, and that will be up almost immediately afterwards. But most of you already know the system and what we use. If you do not, you can go to Sound Health Options, go to Downloads, go to the bonus software where you can download Neuroplasticity, and that'll be up until the 10th, and when we're changing it. Go down to the very bottom, and all of this is being computerized. The Bioacoustic Basics textbook, and then on top of that, and I don't know if you guys can see this or not, Richard, can you see my little tag here, the yellow tag?
Yes.
Here is the links for all the tutorials so you can do this on your own and learn it on your own. But we have lots and lots of free classes already here. I forget what this one is about. Is fat your friend? This is a good one to learn with. All the pieces are here on the website for you, with the exception of your microphone. And maybe if we could do 3D printing, we could just give you a microphone too. But we're going to start with Audacity. And it came up over here. This is free and do not recover. Okay. This is free. It's easy to use. The edits, go to preferences. We're going to do 32,000 16-bit mono. Now, there's other preferences here, but they're in the book and you can go get them. But this is minimal that you want to do. You want to use the Samson mic and mono channel. All of those are okay. Recording, you want to unsnap this overdub. But bit by bit, and in the tutorials, every bit of this is step by step in the tutorials that Jeff has done for us. He's not on the line with us. that I'm going to unmute Catherine's mic, unmute it already, and we're going to take a 30-second sample of her voice, and we're going to look at her stress in terms of her adrenals and her biochemistry of stress. If you want to look at just the nutrients, there's the nutrient consultant that you can consider. You can go to PTSD if you've already gotten that. You can buy these programs from us. I think they're $40 a piece. I can't remember what they are if you buy a bunch of them, or you get them when you join up the Guardian. So if you're interested in the adrenal stress one or the nutritional one or the PTSD one, then my sound has dropped off. I should come closer. Is that helping? Richard, did my sound drop off to you?
No, you sounded the same to me.
Hey, it might be that Kathleen's mic is open. So, Kathleen, go ahead and talk about your stress. And I'm going to hit this red button, and you're going to watch the seconds go by. Don't stop talking. Well, if you do, I'll pause, so that's okay. But for right now, just talk 30 seconds about your stress. You ready?
Yep.
Go.
Okay. Stress-wise, my stress is more probably digestive and sleep-related. I am a sensitive person, and so I do get stressed about things. I tend to worry, be a little bit anxious about things. And sometimes I can get stressed out where I'm not even sure if there's any solution at all. So that can be stressful for me. I have some relationship stress where I think I have health stresses and relationship stresses. And, you know, knowing my own boundaries, being aware that they're just things I can't do for other people. So those are some of the stresses that I have.
You're real hard on yourself. Okay, I let this go for 40 seconds because in the beginning here, and I'm going to roll over it, it sounded very faint. Let me listen to it.
Okay.
Sounds like you're in a hollow tree.
Stress is more probably digestive and sleep-related.
Actually, that's pretty good. So let's chop out this piece here. I'm going to hit the scissors and just chop it out. We're going to keep opening your mic and closing it as we go, and it's putting some little fuzz on the show for some people. So you roll over, that's a dead spot, so we just roll over it. But we don't take out ums and things like that, because those are fillers and they're really good, because it gives you a space where you're not really thinking. So that gives us a lot of truth. We're looking at this as a voice, as a holographic representation of the brain. So all the biochemistry and the structure we've already proven really comes out in the voice. One of the things here at the center is that everybody, people with same traumas and genes and nutritional needs and toxins, they all have similar, if not identical, vocal anomalies. So we're going to not save, and this is a big thing that people have trouble with. They save this, and they send me an op or a AVP file, or whatever it's called, and they don't export it. We needed to export it as a WAVE file. So I'm going to put Kathleen. K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, stress. And I'm going to put on air, so I can tell this apart. I'm going to put it in my WAVES file. And we could listen to it, and we'd listen to part of it. Pretty good. Another one of the computer programs that is free to you online is something called an abacus. We created this here at the center, and we created it to show you anomalies in your voice. So we can say import that WAVE file, and I organize everything by the date created, so it's right on top. And you'll see a gray grid come in. I can see immediately, and so can Richard, this, you have a methylation issue. You're doing okay at the long term, but right in here at the middle, everything is above this normal gray grid line. And this gray grid moves up and down according to your voice. So we're going to ask the computer, what's the problem with this voice? And we need six lows and six highs at this public version. Now, with the professional version, you will get the frequencies and what they correlate to. In this one, you'll get the correlations, but not the actual frequencies. So I'm going to hit pull the points, and I only have four lows. And we look at these, the gray grid is normal, minus one. These are things you don't have enough of. And minus one's not really an issue. Minus two, we'd look at something in there. Minus three, that's a red flag. Take care of this immediately. So there's not really enough there for us to look at by lows. But let's see if the computer will let us get away with four lows. Here we have a high, and that's up into plus one, plus two, plus three, red flag. So whatever these things are right here, this is usually your issue. And we can ask the computer to show us what is going on here and to give us a frequency value for whatever is the problem. And your biggest issues here are 2328 and 2313. So this tells me you have hip issues, you have kidney issues, probably lower back issues of some kind, because that's where we're getting these plus threes. And you can see we really don't have anything on the lower side, the what is lacking. So we need to fill in your demographics, because what we really do here, let me turn the mic around so I can get to the keyboard. What we really do here is collect data. So Kathleen, C-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, and it's about stress. And she did this on the air. Now, for those of you wanting to take our classes, we do these online, or you can come here and take them. So just like we're taking vocal prints here. And I use a Polycom phone to do this, which is kind of an expensive $300 phone, but it's very faithful for people's voices. So the issue here is stress. Can't do enough for others. And that usually is the note of D. Now, how do I know that that's the note of D? Because we have a chart that you can download. And here's also a downloads, Nano Voice. There's also a tiny nano manual that you can ask for. So this is under downloads, and you just double click on this, and it'll bring this up for us, and we can look at the note of D. Self-approval, expectations, reciprocation, caretaker, likes to organize, examine, and fix self and others. So she said, I can't do enough for others. So I think that it might be D. And people carry that energy in their liver, their gallbladder, their pancreas, and digestion. So they're usually short of enzymes. They usually have weight issues. They usually have hormonal issues. So let's see what she has. We are not going to save this. We're going to go down to the Rubik's Cube, Rubik's Cube, Rubik's Cube. This is another big mistake people make, and that's why I go over Rubik's Cube, Rubik's Cube, each time. Every time you go to Audacity, I lose the sound. Is the sound here, Richard? Can you hear?
I can hear you over here at Blog Talk Radio fine, yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to fix that. So Rubik's Cube, and we're going to save this, not in my Waves file, but I'm going to save it in a GNS file. And a GNS file is a Genesis file. This is where we start. The next program that we're going to use is Adrenal Stress. And it's easy from here. We say open our client. go to my desktop, to my GNS file, and there's Kathleen. And we can look at the kinds of reports. The very first thing I always do is go to proteins and genomes. If we look at these, we can tell the underlying cause of what is happening. So all I have to do is hit report. And this only came up with a protein, and a protein that I don't know much about, hippocalcin, a calcium-binding protein that belongs to neuronal calcium sensors, family of proteins. We'd have to go online and look at what that is, but I'll almost guarantee you, you cannot buy it over the counter, nor can your doctor probably get it without a lot of trouble. But here we go back to the self-management auditory device, and we can have the frequency for that, and we can dial it in. It's too high, and we can dial in the antidote. The antidote might be a nutrient. When Richard was helping us test the radiation exposure, because he's over there on the Pacific coast, and he was getting bombarded every day, we were able to show him what nutrients, he took the nutrients, and it helped counter him being poisoned with all of this garbage. Now, if I look at variants is at 3. If you know somebody has something and it doesn't show up, you can change the variants. And the variants is you just look at a wider range. And I think it only showed up with the proteins again. There was no genomes. But proteins and genomes go together, and I want to make sure that she doesn't have anything going. Now she does. Here is a gene and a protein coming up. So let's look at those, because we use a computer program called methylation mapping, and we can tell where these problems end up. And we're looking for anything that is the same. It means it has manifested. Adrenal hypoplasia protein and this hippocalcin. And over here, by dipeptoid, boy, I don't know what that does. I can either look it up on the internet. Plays major role in glucose metabolism. Casein allergy can lead to adrenal burnout. Casein is milk protein. Kathleen, do you have problems digesting milk protein?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
That for us to identify it. And the other is, do you have problems with any calcium? Calcium binding protein. Calcium sensors are incredibly important. When the body gets in trouble, calcium is sent to the site to repair everything. So this hippocalcin and also calcitonin are incredibly important for keeping the body up and running, working order, and it is a cancer antidote. Okay, so we looked at those two, and we can send these to her after the show, but let's go look at maybe, see, we talked about calcium, so let's look at minerals. What else did we talk about? Let's look at some biochemicals and run those reports and see what we have. Well, we only got one. We didn't get any biochemicals. We only got minerals. And it says potassium is too high. Good grief. What do you do about potassium? You can't just shake potassium out. And vanadium is too high. The body's not utilized them, most likely. If you're short of potassium, your tongue will be swollen. It feels like it doesn't fit in your teeth, and when you stick your tongue out, it'll have little scallop sides on it. Vanadium, you might be craving radishes or something that has vanadium in it. But what do we do when something is too high? It usually means that the body doesn't have the sister components to it. and I keep clicking on the wrong thing, so I don't know where I'm going. Okay, go back to Sound Health. Go back to Downloads, Bonus Software. Go to the bottom. Now, there's something called a pastel folder, and we built that for you for your marketing. But in that pastel folder is something I call this green sheet. It's a nutritional assimilation chart. And we can go down to the minerals. And if your potassium is too high, we can look at potassium and say, well, potassium needs B6, calcium, and we already had a couple things wrong with calcium, iron, manganese, must be balanced with calcium and phosphorus levels, and the other was vanadium. Do not take vanadium supplements at the same time as chromium. It doesn't really tell us how to use the vanadium. So it says it needs B6 and iron. We already looked at minerals. We didn't see calcium or iron. So let's look at vitamins. So we can go back and open vitamins. And we're looking for B6 and, manganese is a mineral. And what it says here is CoQ10, coenzyme Q10. Isn't that what statins mess up really bad?
Yeah, they actually help. They draw a lot of that CoQ10 out of the heart muscle because the heart is the main area that the CoQ10 can be stored or really utilized for oxygenation. So, yeah, it's bad. I mean, CoQ10 is very good, but what the statins do is bad, in my opinion.
We need to have Stephanie Seneff back on, too. Look at this. Adrenal disorders carries oxygen to glands. Adrenal disorders carries oxygen to glands. This means that this is in her chart twice as too high. Supports adrenal glands too high. Her body is not using it. It's in there twice. Now, I don't know if that's in our green sheet or not. What would you call CoQ10? Is it an enzyme? A nutrient? We got it. Oh, there it is. CoQ10. Ubiquinone. Isn't that something from vitamin U? From kraut, maybe? Can't remember. Fats have the ability to count histamine. Vitamin E helps preserve. And she's got both. Can be synthesized from tyrosine. So that leads us to amino acids. We don't know if she has amino acids in stress or not. But we can go back and check on amino acids. And she only has hydrochloric acid, which I don't think is an amino acid.
HCl, hydrochloric acid.
Yep.
Maybe she has low HCl levels. Is it high?
It's high.
Oh, so it's not being utilized.
This is also reused for some of the thyroid hormones. So it looks like we have some energy problems here about her stress. Let's look at some of her hormones because we're looking at norepinephrine and epinephrine. Whoa, it looks like we have a winner. Pregnenolone. This is the master hormone of the body that does everything. You can buy it right off the shelf. It's cheap, like $10 for a month's supply. The wonderful man who discovered it worked with Linus Pauling. And the importance of vitamin C, he said, is just as important as this pregnenolone. It helps make hormones. It helps make cholesterol, which is a hormone. It helps make DHEA. And does it repeat itself? May inhibit drugs used to prevent seizures. So it says this is on here twice. So that's coming up twice for her. So we know that pregnenolone is probably the issue here when we're looking at adrenal issues. What else have we looked at? We probably could go look at her muscles and be able to be psychic and tell her where she hurts. It looks like it's her knees. How many times does something appear? So the gracilis is a groin muscle down to the knee that stabilizes the knee. The sartorius, well, it doesn't say where it is. If adrenal glands are malfunctioning, there may be a weakness in this muscle. Where is the sartorius muscle? Is that in the knee too? Well, there's a little trick here. We can go to Get Body Smart, and we can look at the sartorius, S-A-R-T-O-R-I-U-S, I think. So it's the hip to the knee stabilizing. It's the inside of the knee. So there's the gracilis, and there's the sartorius. It sort of looks like it crosses over. And she had another issue, T12. So let's look at this interactive spine. And people end up thinking you're psychic because you can tell them so much about what's going on. See, Kathleen is ahead of us. She says that's right next to the gracilis. Too small to write down and take notes. We will have this up as a video very shortly. So we can look at T12, affects the small intestines and lymph circulation, rheumatism, gas pain, certain kinds of sterility. Okay, let's go back. The hormones, I didn't see anything listed as a hormone in any of these, or I don't know if pregnenolone helps make, well, it helps make aldosterone, for sure. That's the only one I know for sure that it helps make. Retain sodium in water, increase blood volume, increases blood pressure. So the way that we can look at this is to go back to Kathleen and open her mic and say, Kathleen, does any of this make sense? Oh, that sounds terrible. Kathleen, you open your mic because I somehow got some bad something there. Kathleen, can you open? We can't hear you very well. Can you speak up?
Yes.
Was anything that we
yes,
said...
Yes, can you hear me now?
We can hear you now. Was anything that we said true?
Yes, it was. I would say I do have a right hip issue, and T12. I do experience that as well, and through my digestion was what I talked about through my stress. And the other pieces, there was something. I eat tons of radishes, and I think that was related to maybe vanadium or something like that, but I just crave radishes, and so I'll buy them by the bunches, and you know, so I've eaten a lot of radishes, and I do take supplements, and so I just wondered if some of the supplementation made me too high in potassium or something like that. I don't actually do table salt, and so I'm not sure where that comes from, but yes, I did feel like it was accurate.
So this is one of the cell salts that came up for you. So once we send you the charts and how to read all the printouts, and that's in that pastel folder, how to read everything and how to put it together. So you do have potassium chloride high. High levels of aldosterone can lead to low potassium chloride. So we're back to those stressors again, to the aldosterone. The enzymes that it talks about is coenzyme A, and that's also too high. And coenzyme A needs B5 to be able to be used, and something, a B5 cofactor called pantotene. So it didn't show B5 on your chart, but we could go back and look at that and put in the numbers for B5 and see where that shows up. When we're off the air, because it's 7 o'clock, I will go back and look at that and send it to you. I will also go back and make all of these what we call bundle, and there's bundling tutorials. There's tutorials about bundling in the book, so you can have your person about in the Bahamas and you're in Washington State, and you can still send them all of their reports. So I'm going to send you the pastel folder so you can learn how to read all of these. Then I'm going to send you all of these reports, and you sit down with the instructions and start looking at them. But pregnenolone, it looks really high, but sometimes things are high when your body's not utilizing them, and we need to give you the frequencies of pregnenolone. So how do you feel about the color yellow gold? Because that's the frequency of pregnenolone. Would you rather have blue violet or yellow gold? We're looking at your brain dominance here. So this is the next thing that we do to test these when they're high. If they're really high and we give you the frequency of it or the color of it, you won't like it. You will crave its opposite because you want to reduce what's going on. This is what we teach you in that 2-day class, and we hope all of you here send information out to all of your friends that come and join this class and be part of this. I can't believe we're out of time.
So I have an energetic physician, and he put me on vitamin B5. The pantothenic acid. So that confirms what you're saying.
That is awesome. You take these reports to him and say, what do you think about this?
I will do that.
We have some pretty spectacular doctors coming on board with us. This is going to become as normal as taking your temperature when you go to the doctor. And we have not tons, but we have lots of really good providers and practitioners that are helping us bring all this to fruition and bringing it to online so it can be used very easily. So, Kathleen, thank you for volunteering. We have a lot of information, not a lot. We have some information in the chart about pink Himalayan salt, medical intuitive, so it might be something that you want to grab before we say goodbye. There's always a lot of information. Our people who listen to the show become a part of the show almost every time, and we love it. Any closing thoughts, Richard?
I still have steam coming out. I still have steam coming out my ears from our opening comments.
Kathleen, write to me privately here on the chat and give me your email address so I can send you your information. Thank you for being here. On Sunday, we have an incredible show coming up. I ask Richard what he feared most in life and what he wanted to know about, and IRS came up for both of us, and we have an IRS whistleblower coming up on Sunday. She's going to be telling you the truth about what's really going on with the IRS. And she spent 3 years in jail for being a whistleblower.
Mm.
Awesome, awesome information. And on Tuesday next, we are going to actually examine the voices of these candidates that won. We want to see if Trump is back on track to back out, and we will be looking at some of the Benghazi voices again. So thank you for being here, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of the week. See you on Sunday.